told me the president and said he thought it over, and he didn't want to be a party to trying to cram this bill down the Republicans' throat, that he wasn't going to come back so that we could act like a tyrant and force this thing through tomorrow. And I said, well, Jimmy, it's a question of our getting it through or the Republicans defeating it. And I said, we're just playing into their hands. And he said, well, I've talked to Gus Hawkins and George Brown out here, and we just don't want to be a party to that. And I said, enough. There's no intention on Landrum's part to force this thing through against anybody's legitimate opposition, legitimate feelings. I said, but we fooled around for 2 months. He said, well, I don't believe we can be a party to that. And I said, well, what we're all doing then is being a party to the defeat of the only bill that has the president's name on it. And got a little bit irritated, not in a way he would resent anything, and we hung up. Called me back in 20 minutes, said they'd thought about it, and they would come back tonight on a plane that I had arranged for. I was going to be out there anyway, and stay here tomorrow and Wednesday, and then they had to go back Wednesday. Now, Wilson McCarthy says that the real fear on their part is that this is a ploy to get them out of the state and from helping Cranston so that Solinger gets an advantage. I don't believe that.
Well, they may think that, but let's just tell him that. Tell him we don't give a damn what they're doing. That's their business. We couldn't be less interested.
Well,
matter of fact, I'm halfway for what they're doing. I don't want to be away too long, but you have to tell Landrum now.
I did. I called him.
And they have to tell Carl Albert in the morning now. We just can't have any more of these 11 o'clock sessions and running us.
I talked to Landrum, who was on his way back from Georgia, got him at the airport in Atlanta, and I told him what these three fellas told me. And he said, well, Bill, if you got me a quorum there, we'll get the bill out. And I said, well, we've got your quorum guaranteed for tomorrow and Wednesday. And I sure hope you just got to finish it. And he said, all right, we'll be there ready to go to work in the morning. And that's where it stands. I've got 17 people. Mrs. Green is even going to be there.
Did you get along good with her today?
Yes, sir. I went up and talked to her. And
I thought she'd come down and eat lunch.
Well, no, she did. She couldn't. But she asked me to come up there. So I went up. Right after I left you this afternoon.
Mm.
And she's going to be there. Landrum's got, Shriver had lunch today with the NEA people, and they're okay. And Landrum's going to have lunch with the same people in the morning.
So breakfast, you mean?
Yeah, breakfast. So unless the whole thing comes unglued.
Well, I think it's you and Shriver and McCarthy and all of them ought to get Landrum and just come there and go right on through it. And till 12 o'clock, and then if you can't get permission to sit, ask the House to get out of there tomorrow and let them sit. Because these boys got to get back, and we got to get that bill reported.
All right, so that's what we'll do.
When is the California primary?
2nd of June, week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow. Have we got any more primaries coming up after that, after California?
That's the last one.
Then we just got to go to canvassing state by state. Shriver better put 4 or 5 people in. That he's got here, if you all got any people worth a damn. Canvassing state by state, you and Walter and Larry better do it, because that's a bill that I'm going to pass if I got the power to pass it, and I believe they're against it.
They're not very, they don't seem very enthusiastic about it, do they? Well, we'll just keep after them tomorrow and see what we can do. I'm leaving right now. I'll be back down to the office in a few minutes. And I'll send you the list of the night reading, the people who say they'll be there in the morning.
Okay. Where are you now?
I'm at home. I came home to
you. Okay.
Okay.
This is Dennis.